Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Network, what the WWE women
can do. Go ahead.
My favorite match of the whole night was Becky Lynch versus Charlotte.
Yeah. That was a tough match. I mean, even Charlotte, you know, acknowledged Becky's win, you know, after she won it. I mean, that was a hard-fought match. It really was.
I think, like, the things that really impressed me was I didn't have anything bad to say about the pay-per-view all the way around. The Battle Royal was amazing. The very first match had me excited because I haven't seen Trish and Lita in a wrestling ring in forever. And, I mean, my God, you want to say you still got it? Yeah, they both do. And the fact, Ivory, Granny, this is what surprised me in the Battle Royal. Ivory was in the final six.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I met her at Access, and I told her she was one of my favorites. And I think probably because she was tough, she was gritty, and she didn't care what anybody else thought. So, and also, it's fun to see Michelle McCool, Tori Wilson, Kelly, all the, you know, Alundra Blaze, Maria Kanellis, all those women that participated in the Battle Royal, Zelina Vega, Ember Moon. I thought, Granny, that Ember Moon was going to for sure win that Battle Royal because, you know, she was getting cheered heavily. And the NXT, it brought a smile to my face. The NXT chance with Ember Moon and Asuka, that was badass.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you had
Molly Holly as part of that Rumble match too. You know, you had a lot of women back from the day, you know, back, I mean, when I remember watching Michelle McCool and Ivory and Molly Holly and Kelly and Tori Wilson wrestle. I mean, I remember seeing them back in the day wrestle, you know, Trish and Lita and, you know, I mean, everybody. I mean, it was a phenomenal pay-per-view. It was one of the better ones I've seen.
It's one of the best ones we've seen all year aside from, let's see here, the Royal Rumble in Philly, Survivor Series from 2017, Elimination Chamber was notable, noteworthy. There's pay-per-views, folks, that Granny and I can poke and prod and tell you this was a good pay-per-view. It's just we seem to forget, I mentioned this last night on a solo show by myself, we seem to forget the positive pay-per-views of WWE because it's kind of overshadowed by a lot. And I think that, oh, yes, we forgot to mention the six-woman tag match with Sasha, Bayley, Natalya versus the Riot Squad. You want to talk about matches that had magic, that told you a story, made you dig and really hate the heels and really fucking cheer the baby faces? That match where Natalya not only pulled off a heart attack, you know, pulled off with Sasha and her, but a double sharpshooter, Granny? Wow.
Yep. Yeah. It was phenomenal.
I mean, it was great. The Mae Young Classic match, you know, I thought for sure that Io Shirai was going to win because WWE is really heavily, infiltrating Japanese talent. I mean, Hideo Itami's not there anymore. Akira Tozawa, he is still a resident of Cruiserweight, you know, CWC 205 Live. But Io Shirai put on a really good match. I do think, however, I agree with Beth Phoenix. The victory that Shayna Baszler had, and I've been telling you, Granny, that she's a good friend of Ronda Rousey's. I believe Shayna might get a call up next year, folks, because the Four Horsewomen of UFC versus Becky, Charlotte, Sasha, and Bayley can get it together, the Four Horsewomen of WWE. That will be really bad for the divisions in WWE, as Michael Cole put it. I don't think so. I think it's going to be compelling TV. And speaking of Charlotte, I just want to say, man, I'm surprised Becky fought as hard as she did. Now, she did say that this, it's funny, Granny, I love Becky. At the end of the match, she was going down the ramp and she said the words, "I'm the man around here. I'm the man around here." I loved it.
I kind of liked the interview that Edge did with Becky Lynch on the Cutting Edge the other night about Becky saying, "I love myself," or something to that effect, you know. I mean, I just thought that was kind of comical, you know, that I love myself, you know. Well, I guess you got to love yourself if you want somebody else to love you too. I guess you got to learn to love yourself too. Yeah, I just thought that was kind of funny, you know. But
I also think it's funny, Granny, how a lot of fans in New York, of course, where I come from, we're going to boo the villains, but, or we're going to cheer them, rather. But it's funny because Charlotte just seemed a little off her game when the crowd was not all wooing and, you know, being behind her. They, in Long Island, they were cheering Becky, and Becky even acknowledged the crowd and pointed, saying, "Listen, this is my house. This is my crowd." You know what? The intensity of Becky Lynch has picked up, in my opinion, ever since that fateful night at SummerSlam when Charlotte won the title, and then Becky shortly thereafter made it her mission, you know, to become a SmackDown Live Women's Champion. Not only that, Granny, a lot of people, I believe, can relate to Becky more so than Charlotte on some levels. Not everyone, but some people feel that Charlotte has lineage. Some people feel that she's in there just because of her father's name, and I want to quickly point out, sir, that's not the case, because you have to try out just as much as, you know, the next person. Just because her name is Charlotte Flair does not mean during the tryout that she automatically had a pass.
It does not give her that added extra bonus to go to the front of the line, you know, and become a WWE superstar just because her father is Ric Flair. She has to work just as hard and train just as hard as any other wrestler there is. Sure, there may be a lot of wrestlers that their father or their grandfather or even both, father and grandfather, were professional wrestlers back in the day. But that doesn't give, you know, somebody like Natalia, you know, a push to the front of the line, or Charlotte Flair, you know. It doesn't give them a push to the front of the line just because their father or their grandfather or, you know, both or whoever, you know, was a WWE or, you know, a professional wrestler back in the day, whether it was WWE, WWF, WCW, whatever, you know.
Some people, Granny, I mean, look, the only reason why I don't like Charlotte Flair is I say this nicely because I've learned, just because I'm on the other side of the spectrum, man, and retired does not mean I can still vouch for what she did. When you go through the doors of WWE or anywhere, Ring of Honor, just because you're a name, I mean, look, Brian Pillman Jr., he said, "Name helps, but you have to prove your worth." He said that on our show. So what I'm going to tell you here nicely is, Ashley Flair had to go to the performance center. You take a drug test, and if you pass and you don't have any drugs in your system, you have to list all your medications and whatnot. But if you don't have any drugs in your system and you're clean, then yeah. Her brother, on the other hand, God rest his soul, long story short, Reed Flair, you know, Hunter would say, "Hey, he flunked the test," and Rick would insist. He said, no, make him, there's something wrong with your test. Make him take it again. I am not making this shit up, folks. I watched the documentary on ESPN. I've read extensively online for through many different sources, including Bleacher Report, Newscadia, CBS Sports. They all said the same thing about Ric Flair and his son. His son would have the talent, just was kind of, you know, long story short is, you don't just get into WWE based on your, you know, last name. If my last name was Smith, you know, from Davey Boy Smith, or let's say Guerrero, yeah, it's going to get attention, it's going to turn heads, but what Briscoe and Patterson and the scouts for WWE, Elizabeth Pritchard and all them, they blatantly put it in the fucking tagline. We are looking for athletic, you know, like-minded individuals who can, you know, basically wow them with either your athleticism, the way you can talk. If you have the full package, great. But if you have problems or issues with drugs or concerning drugs, you're not even gonna fucking make it past the front door, man. But back in the day, WWE, I don't know how things work, and I don't intend to know. I don't pretend to know. But to say that she got in because of her name, no, sir. Becky Lynch? Yes, Becky Lynch, I agree. She had to, when she was interviewed at Evolution, she said, I want to make wrestling or women's wrestling cool again. I want to make it so that little girls are inspired. That's why I'm saying, and on a relatable note, Becky Lynch relates to people because she doesn't come from a name. So she wanted to prove to Charlotte in that match. I mean, granny, there were tables, there were ladders, there were chairs. I did not expect the women to get this brutal, and they did.
Yeah, it was a pretty brutal match. It really was.
I mean, Becky with that kendo stick.
That is one pay-per-view, like you said earlier, I could go back and sit and watch again because it was that good. I mean, I wouldn't mind going back and watching it again. Even though I know who's going to win, I would still enjoy watching it again because it was good.
Yeah, and it was so good, Granny. I was just like, man, where has this been? Where has this been hiding? I mean, I'm not saying WWE hasn't had marquee pay-per-views, but speaking of marquee, Granny, there was a point in the pay-per-view that caught my attention. Alundra Blaze was interviewed by Charlie, and she said, well, the women used to just be a marquee part and more. So when she complained, or not complained, but went to the office and said, hey, what about the women? What about our marquee? And when she saw, she said, and women's match featuring Alundra Blaze, but back in the mid-80s when Alundra started out, she said it was a rarity, you know, to see marquee change, and now that it was a headline, she said that meant a lot to her. Molly Holly even stated, you know, back when I was working, there was only a handful of women, and now it's pretty awesome to see all these women showcased and advertised and on the posters, on the billboards. I mean, it's a huge step. It is a huge step in wrestling, whether you're a WWE fan or not.
Yeah, because back in the day, you know, women, I mean, you didn't see a lot of women matches back in the day. You saw a few, but, you know, and I know we've talked about this before, you know, you had the bra and panties matches, you had the mud matches, you know, the mud wrestling matches, you know, whatever. I mean, and now, look at today. I mean, look at what you have today in the WWE, whether it's Raw, SmackDown, whatever, you know. I mean, you know, NXT, whatever. I mean, there are good matches out there that are to be seen.
It's more or less, folks, what Granny and I are conveying to you is that women's wrestling back in WWE, not just Attitude Era, but during the 90s, there really wasn't many. There was Bull McKenna, there was Bertha Faye, Alundra Blaze, Sensational Sherry, Luna Vachon, Sunny. There wasn't very much on the table. I mean, they were mainly valets to the men, you know, like the Smoking Guns or the Body of Donnas, or Body Donnas, Macho Man Randy Savage. Yep. There's a plenty there's plenty of people like Luna Vachon used to manage Shawn Michaels. There, you know, Sherry managed pretty much anyone and everyone that was a heel. And sometimes she somehow little bit tidbit managed Harlem Heat and Tatanka. You know, she managed various other teams in WCW. But when you look now at WWE's women, they are a staple front. They're strong. I mean, look at all the women in NXT that from the Mayhem class. You got Rhea Ripley. You've got Jezebel Duke, which I have no idea what that thing is or those things are doing in WWE, although I do know now. The plan is, I don't know. I don't look at Hunter's playbook of how to execute the plays. But I do know a few things, folks. I was intrigued by Evolution and everyone that was involved. The fact that I was happy that Nikki Bella did not win the championship. And I do, Granny, I do find it funny that I was reading my Facebook news feed because why watch the news when you have Facebook news feeds, right? Sometimes it's why contemplate watching some important wrestling stuff when you have it through the news. So anyways, I heard that Nikki Bella is taking a break from professional wrestling. I mean, how funny. She goes up the ramp saying, this isn't over, and she's saying, oh, I'm taking a break. Come on.
Well, you know, that match, too, that was, I know Brie, you know, she tried to interact in the match like always, you know, and everything. And, I mean, well, what got me was the move that Ronda Rousey did when she had both the Bellas up on her shoulders, you know. And I'm sure Nikki was not very happy that she lost that match because, you know, she was saying before the match that she was dedicating that match to Ronda Rousey's mother. You know, I mean, come on, really? I mean, you know, you're just upset, Nikki, because you lost.
Yeah, so. And for, I don't care if it's gimmicked or not, because people say, well, she's just saying that to fool all the marks. I said, no, it's because she didn't get her way, and, you know, normally Nikki Bella would have proceeded to go over in that match in normal circumstances. I don't know, and I don't, like I said, I am not the booker. I'm just guessing, because from prior experiences, I mean, Nikki Bella won several, well, they were Divas championships back in the day, but Granny, I was just happy that she didn't win, because you would have heard the boo birds rain down. You would have heard people say, this is bullshit. Because it's New York, and we don't like to sugarcoat shit. So, you know, one of the things that I caught on while watching the pay-per-view was the fact that all the championships were retained except for the NXT Women's title. And I'm not surprised Baszler had to take the easy way out. Again, I don't know why. Actually, yes, I do. With NXT, things make sense if you've been watching, like, Undisputed Era. It's funny, Granny, I'll get into that a little later, but we're focusing now on Evolution. NXT's got War Games coming up, and I believe that Shayna Baszler and Kairi Sane will have a rematch. And as Beth said, well, she did win, but that victory is tainted in Cole, because of course it's tainted. Michael Cole. It wouldn't have been bad, Granny, on the commentary if they would have had Eve Torres or somebody that, if an all-women's pay-per-view, why not an all-women's commentary? I mean, come on. Maybe it was Michael Cole, the forerunner. Because I don't know about you, Granny, it just, if you're going to have the moniker of an all-women's pay-per-view, you might as well put Eve Torres. Paige would have been cool. That would have been awesome to have a reuniting of Paige and Beth Phoenix. I mean, those two have worked against each other before. Other than that, I mean, a solid pay-per-view, a solid outcome. And like I said, I have not been positive about WWE, admittingly not been positive. And there are reasons for that. They're not so much negativity, but Granny, I hope and pray that at Crown Jewel, Braun Strowman gets that championship. Otherwise,
yeah, because
I don't give up on
last night, you know, it's kind of funny that you bring up Braun Strowman and Crown Jewel, because last night, the way Raw started off, Boring Corbin was standing in the middle of the ring with the belt on his shoulder. He says, "Wow, I look good with this here," you know. And, if Roman Reigns comes back, I hope he goes to SmackDown, you know. And I'm like, really? And then all of a sudden, you know, Lesnar's music hits. He comes out to the ring. And then Braun Strowman, he comes out to the ring. And, you know, Braun Strowman, he starts throwing around Boring Corbin everywhere. And, you know, and Lesnar ends up putting Strowman into an F5. And, you know, I do not want to see Lesnar with that belt again. Because, hey, if he gets that belt again, we're not going to see him except maybe once in a great while. At least I can say about Strowman, he would be there to defend the title, you know. So I really hope Strowman kicks his butt and, you know, takes names later and gives him those hands, because, you know, I don't want to see Lesnar win that match.
I don't think any of us do, Granny. I mean, I feel that if they do that, this is hypothetically saying, not saying that it's set in stone, because Granny and I know from being patient wrestling fans, folks, we are probably more patient than some of you, okay? I, too, watch Ring of Honor, Future of Honor, CCW, you know, and it's just like, yeah, I'm getting messages all over. I'm getting messages on Facebook about this, Granny. They don't want to see him as champion either. There's like 16 messages saying, please don't. We will riot. We will bring torches and pitchforks. That's funny. We will bring torches and pitchforks.
Well, something needs to be done because, you know, and then Boring Corbin sends a little text message to Leo Rush, you know, after Bobby Lashley's match, after he got disqualified for Leo Rush interfering in the match, you know. And now Lashley's going to be part of the Crown Jewel tag team match thing, you know. He's taking John Cena's place, you know. So, I can't stand Leo Rush. I mean, I just... That his voice is so annoying. I mean, he comes on and he gets that microphone and I immediately mute my television because I don't want to listen to his voice.
You know, Leo Rush is like that guy in the department store that's annoying and is pointing out all the sales and, you know, I do selfies in stores, but not as much as The Miz. And, you know, so, I mean, Leo Rush, how do I point this out nicely? A guy that really is a thorn in everyone's side. He does his job, it annoys people. But, Granny, he goes further than that. He's the guy that on social media made a comment long eon ago, about a year and a half ago, when Emma was fired. He took to Twitter saying, "Oh, I guess nobody will miss Emma. Oh, wait, hashtag too soon." And I know, Granny, you're not fond of Billy Kay and Peyton Royce, but when it comes to protecting countrymen, these two stood up for their countrywoman and basically said, "You know what, kid? Why don't you have some class? You've only been here 4 months in NXT. I don't know how that kid got up to Maine so quickly. He's only going to manage, Granny, to be honest with you. I just wish he would go away. I wish someone would take that microphone and shove it down his throat."
Mm-hmm. Or shove it somewhere. I mean, you know, it's like last night we were doing our Attitude Era live show, and we had a caller call in, and we thought it was our third guest. And so, you know, Icon did his thing, you know, his introduction, and it was, I think, because it had an area code 612 number, I think it was the toilet flushing guy, except he didn't flush the toilet last night. He actually, like, go Bisons! Go Bisons! Go Bisons! And so they disconnected the call. Well, then he calls back in, and then he asked a question about, well, I want your opinion about Leo Rush. I said, oh, please. I said, Icon, let me take this one. I said, this is Granny Holster. I said, Leo Rush is a jerk. He's an idiot. He's obnoxious. I can't stand him. Every time I see him come on WWE on Raw, I mute my television because I do not want to listen to his annoying little voice. And come to find out, it was the same guy that was saying, go Bison, go Bison. I mean, so finally we got our third guest on last night. But it was like, oh, my God, really? You know, people are so ignorant.
Yes.
So
now at least he's gated from flushing the toilet, although humanity should have flushed him a long time ago, or his dad should have worn a fucking condom. You know, that guy doesn't want me on the fucking line. I will make his life miserable.
I told my husband last night, I said, I would love to be at a WWE show. And I would love to talk to Leo Rush, man. I don't know what I would come up with, but I'm sure Granny could come up with something really, really good for that little boy. Because, and I do say little boy, yes, I said little boy, because that's what he looks like. He looks like a little boy in a suit jacket. And I would have to put him in his place. Granny would have to really, I don't know what I would say to him, but I'm sure I could come up with something really, really, really good.
It's one of those things, Granny, that you're just like, okay, well, you want to bring in a whole mess of insults, not just one, a whole mess of them, because there's a lot of folks in this world that deserve to be put in their place. And if he's going to call in Icon like that, dude, man, just let me call into the show and be like, okay, how do you get personal phone numbers, you dickwad? Or how do you even live knowing that you're just living to insult people. Insult people as in, like, making fun of their football team or just making fun of them in general. So it makes you wonder, Granny, how these people get out.
I don't know, but I tell you, I was just very annoyed last night.
It's because, Granny, some people take time out of their busy schedule, and they don't think that there will be repercussions while going on a podcast. Well, at least he broke the silence this time. Instead of flushing a toilet, he's progressed into being an annoying little asshole. So, please do the world a favor, sir. If you go on Icon Show, just know that not only should your parents have created a massive condom for your fucking seed, but two, why now I'm getting messages all over about Lesnar. This is funny. One of them I would like to read aloud, and it says, if Lesnar wins, I will lose my faith, not in humanity, but I will lose my faith in, well, I've got to get peanut butter. That's funny.
That is funny.
Some people just, it's funny to read this stuff on Instagram because it's kind of, oh, goodness. Okay, so yes, at Crown Jewel in Riyadh, John Cena was replaced with Bobby Lashley, and you have Rey Mysterio, Lashley, I believe Jeff Hardy because Samoa Joe got injured. AJ Styles is facing off with Daniel Bryan, but I don't know if Daniel Bryan is going to be there because, Granny, I've been reading a lot or hearing from different folks, different sources, According to these said sources, they are rejecting the idea, Daniel Bryan is rejecting the idea of going to Riyadh for safety purposes and controversy because, if I'm not going to get into this, it's not a political podcast, but of all the controversy that's been surrounding the events that happened in Saudi Arabia at their UN summit, a man was killed, and there's a whole bunch of investigation about it. So just going to leave it at that. If you call into my show asking about politics, Granny will have her Vicky Guerrero moment again. And two, I will go more off the rails than you can ever fucking imagine. So please refrain from calling my show, sir. Thank you, and good night, good day, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. All right?
So.
So.
So. How was your weekend, B-Train? I mean, I know you said you went to New Breed Wrestling. That was a pretty awesome show, I can imagine.
I don't, like I said, it was okay, Granny. It felt like the day, not the wrestling event itself, but the day was so long. I mean, there was a tables match between Leland Race and one of my favorite managers of all time, Travis Cook. Simply because I say, folks, Travis is misunderstood. And although some of you may disagree with me, I mean, he managed Leland Race. He's managed Steve Fender, champions. And
oh, yes, I'm familiar with those names.
Yes. Why, you know, the only thing...
When I used to watch Steve Fender wrestle for Wrestling Federation here in Arkansas, I used to call him Stupid Star.
Wait a minute.
Yes, I did.
Granny.
Because he was a heel. He was a heel.
Oh.
And I called him Stupid Star. Yes, he was a heel. He was a heel when he wrestled for Arkansas Pro Wrestling. He was a heel. And, yes, and I called him Stupid Star, Steve Fender.
Wait a minute. Well, you know what? As I said, we got to keep Granny away from all the managers. Because, well, depending on which managers that is, we got to keep her away from Sylvester Fox, JT Davidson.
Sylvester Fox was on our show last night. Sylvester Fox was on our show last night.
Oh, no. Granny, you better...
Oh, yes, he was. Yes, he was. Now, I was very cordial last night to Sly because he actually made a comment that he was kind of concerned about me because I wasn't talking a lot of smack to him. And I said, well, Sly, it's like this. I said, my allergies, this change of the weather has been kind of messing with my allergies. And I wasn't feeling bad, but I really wasn't feeling up to par yesterday. So, you know, Sly got a break last night. But I said, you know, Sly, I said, I'm just waiting for you to show your face in Oklahoma at WFC. Then you can really see Granny in full swing action, you know. And I said, and who knows, you know, maybe I can make it up to Fargo, North Dakota someday for Fully Loaded Wrestling. I said, I would love that, you know. So, I mean, one of these days, who knows. I mean, I don't want to go to North Dakota during the wintertime, however, but, you know, maybe during the summer when it's warmer, you know, and not snowy weather, you know, where I would get snowed in Fargo, you know. If I got snowed in Fargo, Icon would have to put me up at his house for however long, you know. He'd have to make me a house guest. So.
I mean, folks, here's the deal. This is going to sound funny. I don't want to divulge too much because, like I said, the day dragged, nothing negative on the wrestling show itself. I flown from, what's it called, LaGuardia to Nashville to Kansas City. I was tired. I was dragging ass.
I bet you are.
Yeah, I feel like I've been literally living in the airport for Curtis. This is funny. I tell him, I'm like, I just woke up. He said, you know, delay the time. So something personal happened. Nothing too major. I'm not going to divulge over the phone. But like I said, I've gotten to the point, folks, where my eardrums are not the same because of all the flights. Nothing against New Breed. The tables match between Leland and Kyle Roberts was a very back-and-forth match. Like I said, it's nothing against the workers. I was extremely tired. I sat at Kurt's merch stand, sold $40 worth of merch. There was a number one contenders match, Granny, and it doesn't break my heart. It just makes me think, I wish Kurt had moved on. You know, circumstances be circumstances. Now it's Deacon Cash versus Kyle Roberts for the New Breed Heavyweight Championship. I don't know where that'll be, but I do know, Granny, that there is already a show in April that's going to feature Abyss, Kareem, and Kurt, possibly, in a Monsters Ball match in April. I don't know if it's going to be during WrestleMania weekend, but I do know that I extend the invite every time to you and to family and to friends to attend New Breed Wrestling. Like I said, I don't want to be negative anymore than I have to. If I have to be brutally honest about a pay-per-view, folks, I will. So if you're asking why good old B-Train is not on one of his rants and raids, it's because Lesnar is not champion. Thank you. Crossing fingers and everything that needs to be crossed, doing all the voodoo that I need. If you ever seen the movie Major League, that's what I'm doing. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Because I, Granny, and others do not want to see Brock Lesnar as a champion.
That's right.
I, who love the heels, some heels are kind of, and it varies. But I just, after watching Evolution and then seeing the tidbits of Monday Night Raw, I'm thinking, wow, he showed up more often than when he was, you know, a Universal Champion. Why, he only showed up a grand total of 10 times. I get it. You know, it's the booking. But at Crown Jewel Riyadh, is there any other matches that catch my attention? Okay. Because of name, I love Hunter and I love Sean. But if this is any pay-per-view that just screams more payday for the boys, I think this one says it all. Because Jeddah was so painful to get through. Melbourne, I'm sorry, it was nothing more than a glorified homecoming for Buddy, or whatever his name is, the dude who won the Cruiserweight Championship. Then, you know, you have Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. They never hardly win in the U.S. And then Melbourne, they win against Asuka and Naomi. Not to say that we couldn't see this show stateside, but Granny, I'm kind of weary about foreign shows now that WWE has done, because so far, I mean, it's great for the countries overseas if you haven't seen anything WWE, but my God, Granny, at 12 p.m., that'll be when I'm on the train, so I guess I got to wait till I get to work to actually witness Crown Jewel, even though the only matches I'll be eyeballing is Lesnar and Strowman and Daniel Bryan and AJ, if that match happens, and the tag team match between the Brothers of Destruction and DX. A part of nostalgia in me is like, why didn't this match happen sooner?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what we were talking about last night, you know, about, you know, they're bringing back all these older stars back from the day, you know, are they doing it just to get better ratings? You know, what was the reasoning behind, you know, I mean, because even the 10 women tag team match they had last night between Natalya and Sasha Banks and Bayley and Trish and Lita against Mickie James and Alicia Fox and the Riot Squad, you know, and of course Alexa Bliss was at ringside, you know, and that just broke Big Swing's heart because he didn't get to see much of his little girl Alexa Bliss at Evolution, you know. But I mean, just broke his heart. He said so. But I guess last night that 10-woman tag team match was pretty good on Monday Night Raw. So
I think you gotta. I mean, I always say there are a few times in WWE that you can ride the wave, and that is Evolution, of course. I hope they do that pay-per-view again. Survivor Series this year I'm looking forward to. Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey. Okay, you want to talk about intrigue? You know, Granny, I think it would be fair, and Icon may disagree with me, probably will. If Ronda was blindfolded and had one of her hands tied behind her back, I think we'd have a fair fight.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we might. I mean,
Ronda basically
I think Survivor Series. I think that match, Survivor Series, is going to be very good. You know, as far, you know, between Becky and Ronda, I think that's going to be a good match. I really do.
I think it was cool to see all of the women at the end, Granny, take a, collective bow and just rate, you know, Ronda
mm-hmm.
and Becky were shown. And that was cool because the women who worked their way up from NXT, you're talking about your Becky Lynch's, your Sasha Banks, your Naomi, your Nia Jax, they're all participants in Evolution, and it's cool that even if they had people that did not participate, they got front row seats, like unfortunately Yasmin Duke and I forget the other one's name. Jeez. I get people's frustration about Baszler, but to be honest with you, Granny, the reason why Big Swing could be upset, I mean, you can blame Rousey for this. She didn't intentionally, I don't think she intentionally injured someone. You never, this is another thing. I'm just going to answer that question, nip this one in the bud, sir. Terry from, was it Knoxville, Tennessee? I don't believe Ronda intentionally injured Alexa Bliss. Otherwise, you know, she was apologetic to her on Twitter. I mean, come on. I don't think these athletes injure each other on purpose. This is wrestling. You're going to get accidental injuries. And yes, she was concussed. She had to do protocol. She had to be safe. You don't want to send someone out there with a concussion. Are you kidding me? That could further Alexa's injury. Yeah, I wanted to see Alexa versus Trish as much as the next fan. But, Terry, I got to say, dude, it was kind of a, yeah, it is a crackpot theory for you. To say that Ronda Rousey is intentionally injuring women, I don't think so, Ian. I am not a Ronda fan myself, but I do believe that she's getting better. There are a few tidbits that can be fixed at the PC, and I'm pretty sure she takes full advantage of it because Ronda's a good learner. Granny, I swear, some of the people, they're on my question feed on Instagram. They're making good points, and then they backtrack, and they just proceed to make idle fools of themselves. Saying stuff like people intentionally injure someone. Now, I'm glad that she intentionally, you know, wanted to snap Nikki Bella's arm off. Now, that one I think Granny and I vouched for because Ronda did say, I will take your arm off and beat you with it.
Well, my son has a question for you, B-Train.
Yes.
He wants to know if you saw pictures on my Facebook page after the WFC Halloween show Saturday from Claremore.
You know what? I don't think that's a costume. I believe that is Granny's true identity. That's what I say.
No. But have you seen the pictures, though? He wants to know, have you seen the pictures?
I've seen some of them. Like I said, I've been really busy with work and fixing.
I know
the show
you've been busy,
whatnot.
But no, there was two particular pictures that he wants to know if you saw. Because, you know, they had a Halloween costume contest for the kids and for the adults. Well, he dressed up like Tim Rockwell, you know, and his good friend Zach. And guess who had to be part of Villain Security Saturday?
You did, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And it was only because I did it for the kids and I did it for the Halloween show. And now everybody is going around saying that I am secretly a Villain fan, which I am not. I am not. Just I am putting it out there. Because last night, before we started our show, Big Swing, God love him, you know, he comes on. He says, oh, there she is. There's Granny Villain. And I'm like, watch it, Swing. I said, those are fighting words. I said, that's not my name, you know, so... But, yes, I did it all in fun, you know. It was all in fun. And why are you laughing, B-Train? You know, because, you know, it was all in fun.
Danny.
Oh, what? I'm going to put you on speaker so my son can hear this.
Okay, B-Train, go ahead and say what.
Hey. All right, so check this out. Not only have I caught Granny twice now wearing Villain attire, but I have,
what?
On a good authority, twice, three times the lady.
One.
Oh, Granny. Oh, modest Granny Villain. It melts me heart to see that Granny had to work security for something. And not only so, she secretly, folks, secretly says the following, and it says legal and binding in the wrestling and football Bible.
Okay.
So, it says, folks, thou Granny shall no longer be known as Granny Hulkster, appeasing and appealing to the children. She will still appeal to the children, but as Granny Villain, Mama Villain, Granny Hollywood, she is now henceforth known as a villain. Psalms Wrestling 3:16. There. Also, in the football Bible, it says that in a year or two, Granny will denounce her Chiefs and cheer for the Oakland/Vegas Raiders. And the New York Yankees.
Oh, no, I'm not going to cheer for the Raiders. And now he's talking about the football Bible.
You know I like to have fun with Granny, folks. I mean, come on, this is Wrestle Radio Network Tuesday. And
yes, everybody has to have fun with Granny. Yes, everybody has to have fun with Granny, you know, and what we won't do for our children, you know. So that being said, what we won't do for our children, you know, so.
But see, I have to keep watch on Granny on behalf of all the managers because here's why. Granny will get a hold of handcuffs, and then she'll start seeing 8-tracks, and we don't know how much longer that torture's going to endure. Well, she tells me she doesn't, but she does.
Hey, I don't have any handcuffs of my own, just saying. The handcuffs that were used at that WFC show belonged to one of the wrestlers, not my handcuffs. I don't have a set of handcuffs. I don't even own a set of handcuffs. So,
but see, folks, okay, my theory is this. Granny secretly loves villains. That's why she's
so
infatuated.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Look, there is a big...
I hate the villains.
Like I'm going to be like Bobby Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon, except for Granny won't say, will you stop? There is a huge 24x36 poster of The Miz in Granny's bedroom.
No, there's not. Damn. I don't have a poster of The Miz on my wall. I don't like The Miz.
And there's also a big old autographed 8x10
a framed fight pin of Alexa Bliss as the Raw Women's Champion.
No. No, I don't like Alexa Bliss either. Not on my wall. Not on my wall.
But speaking of which,
those
Granny,
are fighting
you know,
words. Those are fighting words, B-Train. Not on my wall, darling. Not on my wall.
Don't worry, folks. Her secrets are safe with me. Even though she denies it, she knows it's true.
Well, you've never seen my bedroom. You've never seen my bedroom walls, B-Train, so you don't know what I have on my bedroom walls. But I assure you, it's no picture of The Miz or Alexa Bliss. I don't have any pictures in my on my bedroom wall. I don't have room to hang anything.
Well, the jokes all aside, Granny, I was kind of disappointed. I really did want to see Alexa Bliss and Trish one-on-one. Although I was happy to see Trish and Lita perform, Granny, after all those years, Alita Rana twice?
For sure, I mean.
Trish, yeah, it was good to see those two. Alexa did interfere.
And they still got it, you know, so.
They still won the match, which was shocking to me because normally I thought, you know, they said that plans had changed, and Granny, I'm getting text messages now about this whole thing. So, folks, if you have any questions for Granny, feel free to ask before I go to work. The one question is...
Yes,
okay,
Granny would love to answer questions.
Okay, what was your favorite match of the whole night? That's one person's direct question right now. From Kylie from... where are you from? Oh, Montana. Wow. Cool beans.
From Evolution... Well, I had a couple of favorite matches. I enjoyed the Trish Stratus and Lita match. You know, I enjoyed that match. And then I enjoyed, of course, I liked the Ronda Rousey match. And you know, and I was impressed with Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch. So, I mean, really everything. I mean, everything was really good. Everything was really, really good. I mean, I enjoyed the Rumble match that they had. So that was everything was really good. It was very impressive.
Anything else, Kylie? Really? Nothing at all?
Mm-hmm.
That was short. Any other questions for Granny? Come on, Wrestle_Radio at Instagram. Like my page. Like on Twitter, Ryan Rails, like Facebook, Wrestle Radio Network /Facebook. I am actually, Granny, in the works of getting a microphone so it doesn't sound like I'm having a phone conversation with an awesome, awesome human being. And yes, I'm referring to Granny Hulkster, folks, because she's been there a lot for me when I have had certain issues with myself and wrestling. She's a mother to the world of wrestling, as I like to say. So if you have any questions, folks, you know, feel free to send questions our way. I'm getting text messages and Instagram questions about who's my next guest. I don't know the answer to that. All I can tell you is they come as they please, you know. Got to put in the work to answer, you know, ask them, hey, can you be on my show? And some of them have really busy schedules, man. I've actually messaged a few. I'm not going to name who, but I'm just waiting on response. So, yeah, if you want to ask about why we haven't had guests on our show, that is the answer. I've been messaging people, and that is that. If they don't answer, they don't answer. Plain and simple. But, Granny, I got to say before I go, what an amazing pay-per-view to give an uplifting feeling to wrestling fans around the world, Evolution, that is. And I'm looking forward to a Survivor Series. I don't know what matches are going to happen. I'm just going to ride the wave and – if I crash, I crash, you know, as a fan. Pretty much anymore, that's how you got to look at things regarding WWE. And it's different if you watch certain shows. One of the main things, I'm going to say this again, I don't care what wrestling you watch, as long as you're entertained, great. If you're not entertained, then don't watch. It's what Granny says.
That's right.
I mean, I don't sit there and force my way of watching wrestling, like, hey, you should really sit down and watch, because, you know, I watched it. It didn't mean crap. If you're not into it, you're not into it. And Evolution kind of brought me back into it, because we seldom get to see the women showcased outside of being just a part of the card alongside the men. Well, Granny, I'm happy to tell you, kind of rejuvenating being positive about something.
Oh, yes.
And that's pretty much what I'm going to... Holy gray skies in New York. It must be fall, spring. I don't know what weather this is. But I would like to call Mother Nature and say, would you make up your mind, please?
Oh, yeah, that's like tomorrow we're supposed to have 40 and 50 degree weather and rain all day on Halloween, you know. And the colors are already turned here in Arkansas, and I've been hearing people say we're in for a bad winter in Arkansas this year, so I hope they're wrong.
I hope they're wrong, too, because I don't want to... You know how bad weather can get out in the Northeast, Granny? You've seen football games prove that.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, especially MetLife. Did you know this, Granny, that if it were to have snowed or rained, they would have stuff that would have heated the ring? I just would say I wouldn't want to wrestle in that. Do you know why? I've seen people wrestle inside rings during thunderstorms in Puerto Rico for WWC, and I'm thinking these guys have camera equipment, they have steel girders, and they're wrestling outside in San Juan during a freaking fracking thunderstorm. Yeah, I know. It's not a special effect with the Undertaker's lightning bolts, folks. Wrestling can get real if natural disasters hit it. And I'm surprised, Granny, that these guys were able to take bumps and do their moves, slipping and sliding all over the goddamn joint. But anyway,
oh, wow.
So aside from whether or not, yeah, I watch clips of it on YouTube thinking, holy cow, I don't know if Kurt could do his suplexes in the rain. I mean, I'm sure he could, but
it might be kind of hard to do that.
Yeah, because it's got wood and it's got canvas. That canvas, it can withstand outdoor weather like heat, but man, after seeing a guy slip on a vertical suplex, my brain, Granny, just went, nope, not doing it. And this was only like 6 years ago, I believe, yeah, in 2012. Anyways, folks, a nice aside from the random chat with moi and Granny. Join Granny and myself next week, hopefully, Granny, when I have more time to plan this, with Icon and hopefully Big Swing for Fatal 4, our latest assessment on Crown Jewel and Evolution WWE pay-per-views, which you can catch on the network for free, your first month free. If you haven't already done so, go subscribe. After your first month, it is $9.99. If you haven't already seen Evolution, man, you need to watch it. Granny and I'm going to watch it again. But anyways, folks, that'll do it for today's show on Wrestle Radio Network Tuesday. If you want to download our show for free, you can go to iTunes Podcast and just download from there. I am Brian Rails, and if you didn't like what I had to say, then I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh, and Granny?
And if you don't like what Granny Holster has to say, what you going to do when Granny Holster goes crazy on you? Join us again, fans.
All right. Oh, happy Halloween, folks. We're doing a Halloween episode tomorrow night because by then kids will be asleep, and why not talk wrestling? Dig it. Toodles, bitches. Looking